you just know when they turn around and they give you the look and they're sorry, they're so sorry for your loss. And sure, that's when my world just fell apart. I knew we were at the end. She was born asleep, but she, you know, she knew love.
It was all so dignified. That was the best thing about it, you know. She took her way to weigh her like you do with every baby that's born. Give her a little wash, dressed her, gave her back to us. Admired her, thought she was beautiful, said she looked like Garvin. You know, all those little things that if your baby was alive, that's what they'd do anyway. She was no different. We had our time, as much time as we wanted there. But she just guided us that I have no regrets in anything we did.
Cork mother Anne-Marie Queenie says the bereavement and loss services at CUMH was their light in the darkest time of their life when their baby Kira was still born in 2016. Both Colette and Anne-Marie say the support services of the hospital continued for them right through their subsequent pregnancies. However, their experience in public was quite different, with many people unsure how to approach them as the topic just isn't spoken about. Bereavement and loss midwife Anne-Marie Verling says because of this, those affected don't realise they're not the only ones.
Parents always say to me, you know, how come I didn't know this could happen? You know, does this happen often? Does this happen to other people? They actually feel at the time of their diagnosis that they're the only ones. And it's really because it isn't spoken about more.
Consultant obstetrician at CUMH, Keelan O'Donoghue, says raising awareness is vital.
By really properly investigating every death that happens, we help find out reasons for that couple, but also for other couples, which helps educate us, the medical professionals, in ways to prevent stillbirth. If we don't talk about it, people never know that it happens and the same situation will continue.
Healthcare chaplain at CUMH Daniel Newsom says there are ongoing support services available for those affected, such as the annual service of remembrance.
Most of the bereavements were looking backwards, but in this type of bereavement we're actually going forward. So for example, when my baby would have been starting school, your bereavement comes around again. Parents would say to us there are very few opportunities to speak about their baby or to share their grief, and what our service of remembrance does, it provides a space.
For Anne-Marie and Colette, their message is simple, that their babies are never forgotten.
It really hurts, especially when it's your baby that people won't talk about.
Would you like if people spoke to you about Isabel?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And the majority of people do.
Just to hear her name being mentioned and that she's not forgotten.
Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News.